When we went out to go up the street and climb the stairs to the station, it was very cold. A cold wind was coming down the Rhone Valley. There were lights in the shop windows, and we climbed the steep stone stairway to the upper street, and then up another stairs to the station. The electric train was there waiting, all the lights on. There was a dial that showed when it left. The clock hands pointed to 10 minutes after 5. I looked at the station clock. It was 5 minutes after. As we got on board, I saw the motorman and conductor coming out of the station wine shop. We sat down and opened the window. The train was electrically heated and stuffy, but fresh, cold air came in through the window. "Are you tired, Cat?" I asked. "No, I feel splendid. It isn't a long ride." "I like the ride," she said. "Don't worry about me, darling. I feel fine." Snow did not come until 3 days before Christmas. We woke one morning and it was snowing. We stayed in bed with the fire roaring in the stove and watched the snowfall. Mrs. Gudigan took away the breakfast trays and put more wood in the stove. It was a big snowstorm. She said it had started about midnight. I went to the window and looked out but could not see across the road. It was blowing and snowing wildly. I went back to bed and we lay and talked. "I wish I could ski," Catherine said. "It's rotten not to be able to ski." "We'll get a bobsled and come down the road. That's no worse for you than riding in a car."
"Won't it be rough?"
"We can see." "I hope it won't be too rough. After a while, we'll take a walk in the snow." "Before lunch," Catherine said, "so we'll have a good appetite." "I'm always hungry."
"So am I."
We went out in the snow, but it was drifted so that we could not walk far. I went ahead and made a trail down to the station, but when we reached there, we had gone far enough. The snow was blowing so we could hardly see, and we went into the little inn by the station and swept each other off with a broom and sat on a bench and had vermouths.
"It is a big storm," the barmaid said.
"Yes."
"The snow is very late this year."
"Yes."
"Could I eat a chocolate bar?" Catherine asked, "or is it too close to lunch? I'm always hungry."
"Go on and eat one," I said.
"I'll take one with filberts," Catherine said.
"They are very good," the girl said. "I like them the best."
"I'll have another vermouth," I said.